This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, the greatest act of courage. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, a worldwide ministry whose purpose is to help you know Christ and make Him known. And now, Leroy Imes.
What do you think is the greatest act of courage? An expedition to climb Mount Everest? Maybe your mind drifts to the exploits of Dr. David Livingstone and his missionary work in Africa, where he faced hostile tribes and tropical diseases and wild animals. If someone asked a group of young people, possibly they would talk about the spaceship Enterprise on the television show Star Trek and the courageous acts of Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock, whose commission was to explore new worlds and go where no man had ever gone before. Younger children might talk wide-eyed about the heroics of circus performers, the lion tamer, the girl who walked the tightrope high above everybody else in the circus tent. Courage, it seems, takes on many forms and faces. But for me, one of the greatest acts of courage is found in the last words of Joshua to the people of God. Over the years, we have learned that a person's last words take on special meaning and importance. They come from the experience of a lifetime and reflect the wisdom of years and his concerns for the future. Joshua chapter 23, verse 6, is an example of this. He told the people of Israel and the elders and their leaders and judges and officers, "Therefore be very courageous to keep to do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, that you don't turn aside to the right hand or to the left." Now, friends, for me, those words contain one of the greatest challenges for acts of courage recorded in the Bible. Joshua challenged them all to be very courageous, to keep and do all that was written in the book of the law of Moses. Now, friend, it takes courage to live according to the Word of God. When a couple determines, by the grace of God, they will live and teach their kids to live according to the Bible, that takes courage. To live a biblical life in a corrupt, immoral society takes courage. Obviously, we can't do it on our own. But when we think about the words of David, "God is on my right hand so that I will not be moved," we can take courage and press ahead in the strength of the Lord. Until tomorrow, for the Navigators, this is Leroy Imes.
To encourage you in your personal study of the Bible, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. Each issue contains a daily Bible reading guide and comments on each passage designed to give you practical insights on how to live a Christ-centered life. Write the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship.